my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 105 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. And I will be doing something a little different this week. This is not going to be a full-on wrestling talk podcast as it typically is, and I'm going to explain why. You know, this is obviously this is post Survivor Series, and in the past, Chad and I have tried to record a kind of recap show. Again, some conflicts with schedules and whatnot just didn't allow us to do that, and so I'm recording this on Sunday morning of Survivor Series. And we'll have thoughts up on the Facebook page and as well as my123cents.com. But my original goal with this week's show was to land a legend, a WWE legend who had been deeply involved in Survivor Series in the early years of the event. And when I say I reached out to several Hall of Famers, legends, etc., who are associated with Survivor Series, and I got zero response. I was actually, sometimes I get, you know, no, I'm busy right now or whatever. I got no response from anyone. And I went as high, I aimed as high as Hulk Hogan, went to his website and, you know, filled out the form. I also reached out to Mean Gene Okerlund, Tatanka, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and Hector Guerrero, who played the Gobbledygooker back at Survivor Series 1990. So, that was my original goal, was to get a legend. It didn't work. It didn't happen. So I apologize. This is going to be, again, a non-traditional podcast. I'm going to talk very briefly about wrestling. But then also, since this is the week of Thanksgiving, just some things I'm thankful for and kind of open the door a little bit into some things going on behind the scenes here for me personally, and hoping that I can get some of your support and friendship throughout the rest of this year. And obviously NXT is in the books, and I even haven't even had a chance to watch all of that. We know, you know, the big takeaways, I guess, Samoa Joe is the NXT champion once again. Kind of surprised by that. I thought Joe, they were kind of gearing him up for a main roster debut, which is not to say that that still can't happen, but it makes me wonder if Nakamura is instead going to get the nod earlier than Joe, and it'll be interesting to see him on that main stage and what they end up doing with him. Of course, Asuka defended and retained against Mickey James. DIY winning the NXT Tag Team Championship. Tag Team Wrestling getting hot and heavy again on NXT. The Authorities of Pain winning the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And I like the fact that they had the old school cage up above the ring and Paul Ellering suspended above that. So a throwback to the old NWA days with Ellering suspended above the ring. I know he did that before, and I know they threw Jim Cornette and other managers and whatnot, spent some time above the ring. So I'm excited for NXT. Again, not as devoted to it as I have been in the past, but I'm hoping to clear some things and get some more time to dedicate to watching all forms of wrestling, not just Raw and SmackDown, which are my two mainstays. So I have been watching some old Survivor Series to do the blog over at my123cents.com about my favorite Survivor Series teams of all time. Of course, the number one team for me was the Warriors, led by the Ultimate Warrior, Texas Tornado Kerry Von Erich, who was the modern-day Warrior and World Class, of course, and then the Road Warriors, or the Legion of Doom. That foursome, pretty fantastic, and loved all those guys, and sadly, all but one no longer with us, but the memories will obviously be there through WWE Network and whatnot. So that's kind of the wrestling portion. And now just a little bit of thanks and what I am thankful for this year. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook or on Twitter, you have kind of seen over the last 2.5-3 months, I've been posting some things about my mom. She has been diagnosed for the second time with bladder cancer. Over the weekend, she did her final treatment. And today, as you're listening to this, if you're listening on Monday, we find out the results from her CT scan to see if the treatment did indeed work. She went through 6 rounds of chemo over the course. It started in early September, and as I said, just wrapped up. So we are hoping and praying for the best. You know, my mom has been obviously a big supporter of me professionally, personally. This crazy wrestling stuff that I do, she has made, I'm looking at 3 of them right now, she has made jackets for me. And when I say make, she has taken an old suit coat of mine and covered it with different material to give me WrestleMania costumes, one of them being the Bobby the Brain Heenan jacket, that red sparkly jacket. Then I have the red sports coat, which was Vince McMahon vintage 1980-something from the commentary teams, and then my purple coat, which was classy Freddie Blassie. But the first one she did was one of my black suit coats, and she just made some things to go over that, including the dollar sign and whatnot for our Million Dollar Man Money Inc. Gear that we wore back in 2010 to WrestleMania 26 in Phoenix. That was actually my favorite costume, I think. But the Bobby Heenan coat gets the most play and the most talked about. I wear that now still to the wrestling events that I do for Stride Pro Wrestling. I do ring announcing. I always think of my mom when I put on that jacket, and I know she's happy and proud to see that it's still getting some life, not just a one-hit wonder at WrestleMania. So if you are the praying type or not, if you'd rather send some good vibes and good thoughts, I would greatly appreciate it. My family would greatly appreciate it. So I'm thankful that, she has beaten this once, and I am hopeful that she will beat it again. But, thoughts and prayers are always appreciated on that front. I'm also obviously thankful for my family, my wife and kids. It's sometimes rough raising teenagers, and we have 2 teenage boys and then a preteen girl, a tween, who I think is going to be even more exciting to raise, I guess, challenging, whatever the word may be. But we have a lot of fun, and we are actually, the 5 of us, going to spend Thanksgiving together here in Southern Illinois. I work in the world of journalism and broadcast news, and the news never rests. So I will be working this week, all this week, and hanging out here in Southern Illinois. And my parents are actually going to Dallas to be with my brother and his family for Thanksgiving for the first time in several years. So I'm just thankful that I have family and that I have friends who are supportive and caring and who have been there for me through a lot of stuff. So I am appreciative of that if any of them are listening. And I also am thankful, as cheesy and goofy as this may sound, for professional wrestling. It has given me an outlet. I have had opportunities through my job, which I'm obviously thankful for as well, to do some things in the world of professional wrestling that I may not have been able to do otherwise. So getting to do commentary and ring announce and meet some of the all-time greats, which then obviously built up and led to this podcast and the blog and just kind of the connections that I've made through the years. So I'm eternally grateful for a lot of things, and I could sit here for hours and talk about that, but you don't want to sit here and listen to that. It is a busy week for many of us, whether you're traveling, whether you're preparing the Thanksgiving dinner yourself, or if you are not going anywhere. And if you are alone this Thanksgiving, I encourage you to check out many communities offer a community dinner. It is free of charge. So if you need more information on that, especially here in Southern Illinois, reach out to me through Facebook or Twitter. And I know where there's a lot of events happening and going on. And be sure to pay it forward. Be grateful for what you do have. It's easy for us to look at the things that are wrong in life, but you know, if you focus on what is wrong all the time, it's going to feel like nothing is ever right. And there's really probably more positive and more good out there than we look for. And I think in general, the world in general, we do that. So it's not just in our own personal lives, but try to put on those rose-colored glasses every once in a while. Look at the glasses being half full. And that's not to say ignore the negative or the bad things going on, but there are ways that you can refocus and, you know, make the world a better place. One small act at a time, pay it forward, be a friend to someone who needs it, donate, give your time, whatever you can do to make this place a little bit better, a little bit happier. We can all use that. And that's really about all I have to say this week. And it's a short and sweet one. I wanted to get a podcast on. I wanted to get a show on, talk a little bit about wrestling again. Survivor Series talk will be up at my123cents.com, the Facebook page as well. And, you know, I appreciate all of you for listening and sharing this and the comments that you guys leave. You know, I love it. And that's why I do this podcast. So thanks again, and have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk again next week, hopefully with a guest in tow.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.